Hi, welcome back to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book Moonwalking with Einstein. The book is written by Joshua Foer. The summary is written by Malcolm McCulloch. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. Quote, "It's all about technique and understanding how the memory works," he told the reporter. "Anyone could do it, really." Comes from page 7. Most people know very little about their own memories. One of those people used to be Joshua Foer, a journalist, who, while at the U.S. Memory Championships, was challenged by the contestants, who claimed that if he put enough time towards training, he could be a serious contender next year. And so he did. Moonwalking with Einstein tells the story of how Foer started from scratch and developed his memory to the point where he not only competed the following year, but set a new American record in speed charts. In the process, he also learns a lot about the history of memory. Memory used to be important. Since there was little written records of events, morals, and ideas, and even less access to what record there was, it was very important to be able to recall that which you learned. Even the earliest writing was used primarily to help its author recall an earlier thought. With the dawn of the printing press and the shift to a literate culture, this need no longer existed. One just needed to remember where to find the information, idea, quotation. Now, with the internet and powerful search engines at our disposal as well, we just need to remember what it's called. And yet, there's a certain extent to which we want to improve our internal memory capacities as well. Much as the invention of cars haven't made people stop running marathons or even stop walking as an end in itself. The golden egg for this article, the OK plateau. Quote, "Regular practice simply isn't enough. To improve, we must watch ourselves fail and learn from our mistakes." That comes from page 171. This applies not only to memory, but to any skill with a measurable sense of better. At a certain stage in his training, Foer realized that his scores had flatlined. He's not getting any better. He contacts K. Anders Ericsson, the psychology professor who is studying his progress, and is told that he has hit the OK plateau. So the way it works is there are three stages to learning a skill. In the first stage, the cognitive stage, the skill is performed consciously and manually. This is when the brain is developing new strategies to do it more effectively. At this stage, there is improvement in fits and starts because the brain is monitoring performance and removing errors. The associative stage, stage 2, is when the brain stops strategizing and just becomes more efficient. Finally, you reach the autonomous stage, where the behaviors become automatic and the improvement stops. This is called the OK plateau, and it is used to be considered the upper limit of a person's ability. Now, we know that it's possible to improve far, far beyond it. Autonomous performance is important. Having a conversation while driving a car would be impossible if speech and driving were not performed automatically, for example. However, when trying to improve a skill, it's vital to continually make the process more challenging so that your brain can't slack off. This is called deliberate practice and is covered in more detail in Talent is Overrated. Gem number 1, the memory palace. Quote, "For your first memory palace, I'd like you to use the house you grew up in. When it comes time to recall the list, all you will need to do is retrace the steps we're about to take in your imagination." Page 98. Do you ever find yourself at a loss because you have something to remember? A list, a phrase, a name, etc., and no writing utensils or gadgets with which to record it. Before the invention of writing or electronics, people used to keep palaces devoted to memory. Not physical palaces, but mental ones. It turns out that the human mind, while able to forget words almost instantly, is profoundly good at remembering images. However, while imagining a giant carrot, some greasy bacon, and a bottle of blood-red ketchup will make it easier to recall your grocery list, it is very easy to omit an item, especially as the list gets longer. This approach also doesn't work if the item needs to be in a certain order. The memory palace, also known as the method of Loki, fixes this issue and more. Here's how it works. 1. Think of a place you know well, a childhood home perhaps, or where you live now. 2. Imagine walking up to that place and putting the first object to remember right in the front porch. 3. Then step inside and turn to your left. What do you see? Put the second object on, in, or near that. 4. Repeat with your entire list, traversing as much of the house as necessary. Depending on what you're trying to remember, you might need multiple palaces. One important tip. Visually stimulating things are much easier to remember, so I alluded to earlier by putting adjectives in front of the groceries I mentioned. Go even further. Imagine that your entire armchair is covered in bacon. Imagine a grotesque fake murder scene with empty ketchup bottles everywhere. Violent or sexual imagery can work very well for this. Absurd things too, as long as they're relevant. Boring objects? Make them animated and talkative. This technique, as described above, should be enough to allow you to remember thoughts that pop into your head during the conversation or lecture, or as you're about to fall asleep. I would advise taking a bit of time to mentally prepare the place, revisit it, clean it up, and open the windows so you have a nice view of everything. Make sure you know the path you're taking through the building. Ultimately, you can learn more about this and use it to memorize everything from poems and speeches to digits of pi. Gem number two, the major system. Quote, the advantage of the major system is that it's straightforward, and you can begin using it right out of the box. Comes from page 98. The memory palace is great, sure, but how would you actually memorize the digits of pi? It's hard to imagine a really vivid 7389 lying in your bed. The major system allows you to convert numbers into sounds and thus words, thereby making them memorable. Each number keys to a certain kind of consonant, and vowels and some other sounds are unassigned. 1 is T or D. 2 is N. In the case of 7389, 7 is K, G, Q, and 3 is M. 8 is F or V, and 9 is P or B. Therefore, 7389 could be represented as gum fib. And you can imagine a child insisting to you that he isn't chewing gum, while clearly chewing it. The major system is based not around letters but sounds, so enough and knife would both code for 28. Knife would probably be easier to remember visually, though, so you'd use that. You may also notice that no matter what letter you choose, each number corresponds to essentially the same position for your mouth. If you want to go deeper, the major system Wikipedia article is a great place to start. The code is also outlined on the appropriate summary and actionablebooks.com. Memory, and indeed most intellectual skill, is not fixed. Anyone, by using the right techniques and practicing, can expand their mnemonic capacity beyond what many people would even think possible. An excellent party trick, or simply a useful tool to remember phone and credit card numbers. Practice even more, and you might even be able to compete against others at national or world championships. Moonwalking with Einstein is not so much a self-help book as an exploration of memory, so I would recommend it to anyone looking to find out more about how the memory works. For specific training advice, I would look elsewhere. Do you know of any tips for remembering things? Leave them in the comments at actionablebooks.com. This has been Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we were discussing the book Moonwalking with Einstein, written by Joshua Foer. The summary was written by Malcolm McCulloch. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. We hope you enjoyed it.